Yeah, we are connected now.
I'm gonna turn off this fan.
Turn off that fan.
Okay.
Let's do it.
What's up, mi gente?
Sorry.
Hey.
Corona. I'm just kidding. Hey guys.
Scary.
So today we're doing our episode a little bit late.
Yeah.
We're doing it a little bit different, which leads actually to the opening topic that I kind of wanted to bring up. So we are going to be going through a transition right now with Latinx Nation. We're getting registered as an LLC. And so that's really exciting. I know we've been considered a nonprofit for a while now, even before we became Latinx Nation.
Yeah.
Like, we've been considered a nonprofit because we do projects in Guatemala. But seeing how putting all our things aligned and seeing how things are transitioning from what they will later down the future, if we ever start a coffee shop, if we ever start a business, whatever it is, you know, like, I think it's going to match really well with the LLC.
Yeah, and it'll provide more opportunities for us to do even bigger projects and align with different corporations or companies that want to, like, help out in our mission, which is providing a platform for the people on the podcast and also, like, giving a voice out for, like, those that we're trying to help out in Guatemala or whatever region that we want to help out.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just going to give us more flexibility.
Yes.
More flexibility. I mean, all, like, honestly, being a nonprofit is a good idea, too. Yeah. But we want to be able to do certain things in the future, and I think the LLC is going to be a good
foundation.
Option. Yeah.
Yeah. And props to all the nonprofits that are doing the thing, because it's a very hard way of, like, running like a team in a corporation. Like, if you have a nonprofit operation going on, it's very difficult and it's very time consuming, and it's very, very good for the soul.
Yeah.
But it is very time consuming, as I was saying.
Yeah. So with that being said, because we're going through this transition, there is going to be some weeks, some days of transition, meaning, you know, we're probably going to be going from having an episode every week to having an episode every 2 weeks or having an episode once a month. You know, we're still figuring out niches on how to rebranding our structure. And because we're starting a new season and we really want to be able to be more, what is the word? What was I saying earlier? Like, being more
interactive.
Being more interactive with you guys, because I know we'll post things, but you don't see our faces a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I want you to guys see this beautiful face. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But yeah, you know, I want to be more interactive with you guys. I want to be able to, like, know what you guys want to hear about, what you guys want to do. We want to be able to highlight that, because we are a platform for the people. So it's, you know, we want to be able to provide that, and we want to know who we're providing it for.
Yes.
So there is going to be those transitions where, like, for example, today is Tuesday.
Yep.
Usually those that are our regular followers, you know that we release episodes on Sunday nights and highlight them on Monday, highlight them on Wednesday. This week is a little bit different. I mean, we just kind of are trying to, like, talk things out, trying to take things pace by pace.
Yeah.
So bear with us. If you guys have ideas, if you guys have suggestions, please let us know.
Continue letting us know whatever you need us to do, either talk about stuff in the future or just, like, recommending someone to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
I know recently it's been getting very political in the state that we're in. But it's really, we have to take care of our raza, you know. We have to be able to understand what we're voting for. And also make sure that we're setting ourselves up for the future, for at least the next 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, like I was telling you earlier, I think it really is about, like, what we're looking at, you know, for our livelihood and for la gente, like, our familias, you know, where are we at, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm not a person that really will sit here and talk politics. I don't really, like, I'm not as...
We're not that political.
Not that political, and I'm not as, like, fully educated as I wish I could be in politics, but when it comes to my family, when it comes to my loved ones, like, I gotta speak up about things, you know, and I'll speak up about it. And so today we're just doing, we wanted to be more interactive with you guys, so we're gonna do the live streaming and the recording, and we'll be talking about last week's debate.
Yes.
SNL skit.
Oh, the SNL skit? I haven't seen that yet, but I'm super excited to watch it.
So yeah, we wanted to sit down and just like talk to you guys about what our perspectives were, what we picked up about it. We want to talk about your official ballots.
Should have been coming in the mail. Check that out.
Informative, you know, paperwork on props and what's happening and what, you know, trying to get educated a little bit. So.
Yeah, as much as you can.
Yeah.
So you two, tell me what happened in the debate, because I didn't get to see it live.
Did you see it?
I saw it. Yeah, that was just a while ago. It was like 2 weeks ago?
A week ago. What was your initial reaction of what happened during the debate?
I was like, I don't know.
It was hard to watch.
Yes.
Okay, so can you clarify a little bit about what happened during that? Like, why was it so hard to watch?
Both talking at each other, and then the moderator speaker, like, wasn't able to delegate things.
Oh, God.
And it was funny.
So there was a lot of talking over each other during the debate.
Yeah, there was, that like, no poor stopping moderator.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would have walked away if I was there.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I've seen memes where they're, like, it's, like, a teacher and, like directing two kids, basically, and saying, you know what? I'm talking to your mom because you're not listening.
Yep. Yeah.
Man, so it was as much as the shit show that we all thought.
Did
it
you
would be.
Get anything informative out of it for you? For like, that's going to be beneficial to you and how you're looking at this year of election?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, they're both, when they speak, they're both very like, childish and mature, but I guess one is more than the other one. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think like Sal was saying that for him it's not like he's like towards one person. He's just like, what is better in this situation? What
in the current situation? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I can say, just in my own opinion, I'm not so excited for the elections of, like, who we're going to have as a president. I'm more interested in, like, the propositions within our state or, like, what's going to be happening to us for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
So, what's it called? That's what I'm focusing my vote on, is, like, what will benefit us as a community or as a country, you know, which a lot of people are.
Yeah.
But I'm not so focused on the person.
Yeah.
I'm more focused on like the laws and the propositions that could be passed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think I think that's kinda like where I stand too, you know, where it's like holding these people accountable, you know? Like
exactly.
Okay. I feel like sometimes we can see both of our candidates or even on previous candidates, you know, having them like really be puppets. And what I mean by that is there's a lot more people behind them than we know.
Yeah, but like, you know? They're the ones that get the brunt of the blame.
Yeah. And so then now knowing how to like, how can we hold not only that image accountable, but the people that are behind that image.
Yeah, like Congress or the Senate, if it's like more of a state matter. Like,
yeah.
We want to make sure that we can't just blame the president.
Yeah.
We have to keep everyone accountable of, like, the legislative system, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, on my perspective with the debate, man, I watched it twice.
Okay.
And the second time was even better.
Oh, jeez.
I think because I was actually watching it. I listened to it because I was working, and so I had it playing in the background. And so I was listening to it at first, and I was like, what is happening? But then, like, the second time I watched it, I actually watched it, and yeah, I mean, it was definitely like how Melanie said, they were talking over themselves. It was like the moderator was like, this is my job, dude. Like, what do you expect? Like, I'm here for a reason. I'm not here just to like, cause I like, that's how I felt like he was kind of feeling, you know, like I'm here because like, this is my job.
Like, you know? Yeah. You were asked to moderate a discussion.
Yeah. But if you look at both candidates, you know, you look at a lot of the things that Trump was bringing up and or answering the questions. And I really didn't see any intellectual or very informative information coming from him.
So what I was hearing a lot, now that you bring that up, is that he was dodging a lot of questions.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't know how true that was. So.
Yeah, there was a lot of questions that he was dodging. There was a lot of questions that he was trying to, that he was getting asked, but he would, like, get ahead of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we're
he
not
didn't
at
really
that.
Really answer the question. Like,
yeah.
Himself, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it was just a lot of, like, where are you at, you know?
Okay.
Now you have Biden where...
Yeah, how was he when it came to the moderation?
He was respectful to the moderator. Unlike Trump was like at a certain point, I think he even said, I guess I'm debating with you, you know, because...
Who said that?
Trump said that to the moderator.
To the moderator.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, what? But Biden, I mean, you could see that he was getting fed up.
Yeah.
You could see he was getting fed up. Like, I mean, there's...
Was he able to get a word in?
Well, his strategy was, like, I did like the strategy that he did use. Because
okay.
His strategy was, even though he was, like, obviously, like, agreeing with Trump, but he, mainly, his main point was to talk to the American people. So that's what he was, like,
yeah.
He was bringing them, okay, well, it doesn't matter what you think. It matters, like, what are the people at home thinking? What's better for you, for those people?
And that's what, like, I noticed. If you watch the debate, like, really Biden was, like, looking
mm-hmm.
straight into the camera. Like,
so
as
he
if
was,
he was
like,
talking
to us.
Yeah.
People.
Like, talking to the people.
Gotcha.
And, I mean, you have previous debates where it's, like, I mean, we've seen where, like, Hillary and Trump, you know, when the last election, it's, like, they were at each other, you know,
Yeah,
and,
they were bickering a lot. I remember that.
And it's not about like, okay, what can you do better than Trump? No, it's like, or what did Trump do wrong? Or what did Biden do wrong? Or what did this candidate do wrong? Like whoever, right? It's at the end of the day, it was really like, we want you to give us answers. Like, what are you going to do for us?
Mm-hmm.
And so I really thought that Biden kind of held that, you know, held that respectful, really one-on-one with us.
Got you.
But I do have to say, there was times when I, like, you could see it in his voice. You could see it in, like, his face. You can hear it in his voice. See it in his face. where he, you know, he was kind of getting fed up.
Okay.
You know, there's, like, memes, right? Where they're, like... What did he say?
He
like,
even told him shut up.
He's like, shut
he
up.
He told him to shut
yeah.
up?
Yeah,
he
he's like, man, shut up, man. Or he's like, shut up, man. Like, there's memes about it.
Oh,
there's even,
geez.
Like, he even called Trump a clown and, I don't know, like a liar. And it was just, like, really interesting to watch.
That's
so crazy. It was like, ooh, and you'll be here, like, munching and, like, you
yeah.
said what?
Yeah, it was like, what the fuck are we watching?
It like, really did not feel like
you don't expect
watching.
This to be a
no.
presidential debate.
No.
I mean, you usually end up arguing with each other, but that night was like 10
yeah.
times.
Was
like,
it just consistent
overboard?
Arguing?
Yeah, it was consistent arguing, you know, and I don't know, like, I don't, personally, educational and beneficial, like, knowledge that I got from it
mm-hmm.
was very little.
Okay.
Because they were arguing a lot of the time.
Right.
And it really just kept me distracted from the good points that there were, I'm sure, being made. You know, I'm sure there was one or two good points being made. But it's like, the argument just kept me distracted from, like, okay, what are you going to do for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you going to do for my parents that don't have papers? What are you going to do for our next door neighbor that has COVID? What are you going to, like, all these things, you know, that got faced. Like, they talked about COVID
mm-hmm.
and the pandemic and how we are going to go about it. They talked about, what other things did they talk about? I think they talked about,
the, like, the black movement, like, the
racism.
Oh, my God. Then you have that, dude.
How about that?
That was, like, and that's another thing that's going on, right? Where it's,
mm-hmm.
like, Biden and the moderator
mm-hmm.
were just like yeah, say something against these people that are racist, you know, like,
right,
I'm just paraphrasing, but, and Trump's like, I'll do anything. He's like, okay, then say it. And he's like, say what? And he looks so confused. He's like, say what? And he's like, you know, hold these people accountable.
Well, why would someone say accountable?
Yeah,
because I've been hearing a lot about, like, the Proud Boys about that.
Because then the moderator was like saying something about what's that group? It's like the it was a group that's like, anyways, I don't
know. Antifa?
Yes, thank you. The moderator was talking about that, and he's like, hold them accountable, and Trump's like, wait,
no,
what?
No, 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 the Proud Boys, that's who he was asking.
Yeah,
was
no, no, no,
he,
no.
I thought he was talking about Antifa.
He said white supremacy.
Yeah.
So, he just said Proud Boys, he that's said, not Antifa.
He said Antifa, and he talked about white supremacy, and he talked about what is happening in our
country. Antifa is anti-fascist, that's not white supremacy.
No, 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 there was something else that
the
they...
The Proud Boys, that's the group that the moderator
okay,
mentioned.
See, I didn't... No, no, no. But the moderator didn't say Proud Boys.
Yeah, he did. No, that's he didn't. That's the only clip that I saw.
Did he say Proud Boys?
I don't remember. The only,
I don't think
the
he did,
because
I think
that
I had...
I saw about that was he, like, he wasn't saying a term, and then Trump said what, and then he said the term white supremacy. And
okay.
Let's pull it up. Let's pull
let's
it up.
Let's pull it up.
Yeah, let's pull it up. Go on YouTube and just, like, look up the debate, and we'll find it. But anyways, so going to the point where I was saying is, like, then that's when Trump is like, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. Stand by, and it's like, what does that even mean? Like, I don't even know, you know? So it's like, even that, like, that doesn't do anything. Like, it's not bringing a solution. It's not bringing me comfort that, you know, racism isn't being, like, really looked upon and, like, hey, it's a thing.
So I have a few clips here. We can just play the first one, see. It says, it's from CNBC on their YouTube page. It said, President Trump, white supremacy, Proud Boys should stand back, stand by. Let's see what
so this So I want to go from where the moderator started saying, because I want to get what Biden was saying, and I want to know what... the moderator was saying, and
right.
then to the point where when Trump
right.
says Proud Boys.
Yeah, because that's like, why would we even say that? You know?
Brought,
like,
yeah.
stand back and stand by. Why don't you just answer the question?
...criticize the vice president for not specifically calling out Antifa and other left-wing
right.
extremist groups.
So that's anti-fascist.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups
sure.
and to say that they need to stand down and not... add to the violence at a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland.
Sure,
are you prepared
to
specifically
do, that,
do it?
I
go
would
ahead.
Say I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what do you what
if
are
you
look, what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see
well,
peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it. Do it. Say it. You want to call him? What do you want to call him? Give me a name. Give me a
white
name.
White supremacists and right
would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right
proud boys. Stand back and stand by, but I'll tell you what, somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a left-wing
problem.
This is a left-wing problem.
White supremacists. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not volition. That's what
his tonight
FBI,
here.
His FBI director
gentlemen,
said.
Well,
So there you go. So
the moderator never said anything about Proud Boys. He said proud supremacists.
No, but he mentioned the group Proud Boys.
Yeah, he said it very at the end.
At the end. So it's like, oh, Proud Boys, stand back, stand by.
Trump
so,
did. No, I'm talking about the moderator.
Oh, the moderator. Okay.
Yeah, he didn't say that. And so it was just like, it caught me off guard. Because like I said, I'm not very educated on like the politics. I'm still growing
right.
in it and like learning. And I'm
right.
like, what the fuck? And so like, to me, I like, what? What is that even like? I don't
yeah,
even know.
Yeah, and then you see him trying to sidestep it where it's like, no, we have to put Antifa, the left wing, like the anti-fascist, the idea,
yeah.
accountable. Like if they were an organization, we're like Antifa's an idea. We're like trying to be anti-fascist.
Yeah.
Those people, you
yeah.
know. And
yeah.
he tried to put accountability for that, the left wing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of like right wing politics, which are like more Republican based people
yeah.
that are more conservative. You know,
yeah.
which
yeah.
a lot of these conservative or even white supremacists try to like. Relay
yeah.
their beliefs on.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean even that where I'm like I don't even know how to feel about that.
It's weird, you know? Like why can't you just say, "Oh yeah, white supremacy is wrong." And he's like, "Nope, stand back, stand by, whatever the fuck that means." You know? That makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was just like those things and then especially when he started talking about like the Obamacare and how that's all gone and like happening and actually a good point that I wasn't aware of was a lot of people that I have interacted with that are Trump supporters, they're very like, well, since he's been in office, our economy has been booming, right? Before the whole pandemic and everything, right? It started like the economy was booming, like he did something for it. But if
didn't he come into that economy though?
And that's where I was like, I wasn't aware of that. Like I wasn't like educated on that, where I was like, whoa, that actually makes sense. Like, okay. And that's what they talk about, where it's like the economy was like he went into that. Like,
yeah, it was already in a that's good like step
that's like going Obama's that. Like, you know, hey, you pretty much set him up for success. Like a good, well, at least a good starting point.
Right.
You know, and no, Trump's taking like credit for it.
Because I won't discredit what Trump has done for our economy, but I wouldn't give him the full credit. Because
and he's taking full credit.
I wouldn't give him full credit. Yeah. Because that was something going on and when Obama was.
Yeah. And so then he starts talking about like the Obamacare and how it's like fucked over a lot of people and like.
It's fucked over pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah. And then like. Let's be real. Yeah. And then also he starts talking about like. How him and Biden, there's a differences in their rallies and in their events, you know, and
between Biden and Obama.
Yeah, and like
okay,
Biden and
Biden and Trump.
Trump.
Gotcha.
Where it's like Trump is holding these big ass rallies, you know, and he started making fun of Biden like holding rallies for like with six people or some shit like that, and
where in Trump's rallies they're not even wearing masks.
Yeah.
For the majority of it, from the videos that I've seen.
Yeah, and so it was just like a back and forth, like.
But it was Trump even brought Biden's son into it somehow.
Oh, his drug problem.
I'm
like,
that like his son is a loser and like an addict.
He called his son a loser.
And
a
Biden's loser. Like.
I gotta watch this debate again. I gotta see.
Just things like that, where I'm like. What? It just, like I said, a lot of these, like, them arguing was just distracting to me of, like, wait, what is happening? What are you doing? Like, it didn't really educate me on, like, okay, maybe I should vote for this person. Maybe I should vote for this person. Or maybe I shouldn't vote for this prop, you know, or whatever. You know, they weren't, it wasn't, like, very educational.
It was very personal.
For someone, for me, personally. Because... me, that I'm barely getting into politics. I'm barely, like, you know, this is my first year. You know, I'm not ashamed of saying it, because it's, like, I think it's a good testimonial.
That's your
like,
side, yeah.
You know, it's a good testimonial, like, I'm 28 years old, and this is my first, like, election year, you know, that I'm voting for. And so me, I'm, like, I'm starting small, like, what is happening? Okay, who's going to do good, or who's doing what, or who's done, what have they already done?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, like, to me, their argument really, more than anything, distracted me from what's going on. Like, these laws. Like, what should I know about? You know? And so, which leads me, you know, to these, like, these things are so important. Like, it's just learning about what we're voting for. You know, you said something earlier about how just because they're Democrat, you vote for them. Or just because they're Republican, depending on whatever you're voting
whatever
for, right?
Whatever you're doing, yeah.
Like, just because they're Republican, vote for that prop. And it's like, no.
No, it shouldn't be that way.
I heard that sometimes, like, as Latino people, we're like, oh, just because this person's Latino, I'm going to vote for this person.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't be so naive.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's, I mean, I feel like we're kind of really we can't depend on... these people.
We can't just depend on what the news or the media is saying. We have to look into what the hell's
and helping
on.
Each other out.
Exactly.
You know, where it's like, and not being ashamed or scared or intimidated to ask, like, hey, what does this prop mean?
Right.
Or how do I fill out this ballot?
Mm-hmm.
Do I mail it? Do I not mail it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like asking those questions, you know, and if you don't have that people, those people of comfortability, I mean, you feel comfortable with us and DMing us like, hey, what do you recommend on looking up information on this? Dude, I probably won't know, but I'll look something up for you. Like,
or we'll refer you to the website that will like let you know. Like,
yeah, vote. Exactly. Like, I've had so many people already ask me, like, hey, how do I register to vote? How do I do this? You know, and it's like, honestly, I can't remember how I did it, but here's the link and I'll walk you through it and we'll work on it together.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, this debate, I know it's one of, how many debates is it?
I'm not sure.
I don't know how many debates there are. Yeah. But the first one is, it made me like realize, all right, I can't just depend on debates.
Yeah. And then we have a vice president debate tomorrow in Salt Lake City.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that's going to happen tomorrow on Wednesday.
Okay. So we'll have to watch that.
Yes. That would be cool.
Post. I have an idea. Cool. Okay.
Someone.
Hi. Hey. Oh, it's, ¿cómo se llama? Con Todo Press? Con Todo Press?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Con Todo Press. It's, yeah.
I'm terrible with names.
I'm terrible with names, too. I'm so sorry. But thank you for saying hi.
Way back. But anyways, yeah, you know, it was just, it was a really interesting debate, and I really encourage those that haven't seen it, like, even though, to me, it wasn't very informative.
Yes.
I still recommend that people should watch it, because... Because
this isn't a normal thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like, even though they're over here yapping at each other and being an SNL skit that I considered in my perspective.
Which I heard became an SNL skit.
Yeah. You know, I still think it gives you a perspective like this is their true colors. You know, this is one of their many true colors. And it's like,
what's going on in politics.
What's going on in politics and who they are as individuals.
Yeah.
You know, on both parties. Like, I'm not even like saying one to the other. Like, no, on both parties. Like, so I really recommend, like, anybody, like, watch it. And if you guys have other videos you want us to watch, please. Because, like, I want to be able to educate myself as much as I can. Like, we're, you know, this platform, I feel like that's what we're here for, you know, to provide a platform for the people. But it's, like, as much as to everybody else, it's to us, too, you know? Mm-hmm. Where it's, like, get educated. And so if you guys have information, please. Like, right now, La Raza, we have to stick together.
Yeah.
We really have to stick together because it's like, what else? I mean, yeah, we're in troubling times.
Yeah, it's weird times, and it's times that we have to really, like, understand, yo, there's a lot going on. And so it's time to get informed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about getting informed and learning and, you know, just
seeing. We're not showing you guys to vote so you can agree with everything we're saying. We want you to get informed, to formulate your own opinion.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine if you don't agree with everything that we say. I respect that. You guys have your own opinions.
Yes.
But formulate those opinions based off of information that you learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's important.
Because, it's important, yeah.
Yeah. Remember I told you, so this church group that we're in, they just had a talk on debate night, and mm-hmm. they talked about how it is like voting Catholic, and although let's say you're not Catholic, it's important to vote for your own beliefs, like putting your beliefs into those votes, you know, on those, what measure, like this measure tells me this and this, what, how do I feel about it based on my morals, and that's a better way to vote, you know?
Yeah, exactly, because you don't have to just stick to like what your religion or what your belief says.
Yeah.
You know, you're still your own person. You still have to formulate your own thoughts and opinions.
Yeah.
You know, so
if
it's easier for you to start with that, that's cool, but like at the end of the day, what do you believe is right?
And I think also like the generation behind us, you know, where it's like we're voting for a lot of change behind us as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen during our time.
Right.
But it's like a lot of the votes that our parents or our relatives or our neighbors or, you know, people in this country like have voted. Like we're still seeing fruits or plagues in a sense. Like if you want to put those like labels on it of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, Obama left office, but he left office with leaving the house in good economy, you know, left the country in a good economy. So who fell into that? Trump fell into that.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't see the fruit until Trump was in it. So it's like, you got to understand, like, when we're voting, it's not only going to be, like, something we're going to see,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes maybe we won't even see it until a generation after us.
Yeah, and it's like, that's like you were saying, just to add on to that, not everything is as clear as it seems.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's a very good point.
Yeah. So I mean, the debate, I recommend everybody should watch it.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, tune in. You know, I'm sure it's like around 6 or 7. Usually, that's the time that they...
I'm not sure.
We'll have to post about it.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out about it. But, yeah, it's just staying informed and staying informed as well on, like, what your props are, you know. There's a lot of information being sent out. I don't know if you wanted to talk about props and things that are being sent out on information about that.
Like, so far, I'm not that, I'm not that familiar with a lot of the props. One prop that I was getting a lot of attention and I was listening to a lot was Proposition 22, where, like, there was a lot of, like, there's a lot, at least in this state, where people are either saying yes or no to. And then, so far, the California Democratic Party is saying no to Prop 22 because it exempts Uber and Lyft from providing drivers the benefits they deserve. So drivers' rights are over Uber and Lyft's profits. But then I have a lot of people that I know personally, and then a lot of app-based drivers, a lot of propaganda is being pushed on saying yes to Prop 22 because it gives app-based drivers the flexibility of their time and their schedule to stay as independent contractors and not follow like a time schedule or time limit.
Yeah.
So it's something that I've been wanting to get more informed about.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that they are app-based drivers and that's another form of their income.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's something that, as an example, that's something that you the people can also find out what's going on with that, because I'm sure we know at least one person that would be affected by this. So to find out the pros and cons, like if it's limiting their rights instead of like benefiting just like the drivers, is going to be benefiting only the companies, like find out how true that is, or if it's only gonna like if it's gonna be limiting the time frame that a driver can drive. Find out like how it affects them personally, you know. So just learn more about these props. Like, let's say if you're a Democrat and you actually don't agree with that, you shouldn't feel guilty that you don't agree with what the overall party is saying.
Yeah.
You know, remember, you're your own person. Find out and just think of it then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and a lot of these, like, honestly, a lot of this paperwork is very helpful because they even send you a sample ballot where you're able to kind of like look at what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Vote. If you vote in person, always take that with you.
Yes.
See, and I didn't remember. Yeah, and I didn't know that.
Because then you get there and then you're like, what is what again?
And that's the thing, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good reference point.
I, what was it, the last voting, the in November, right? With Biden and.
Last year? Earlier this year.
Yeah.
2020 is weird. We all know we can't remember time frames.
Like, I know. I don't even know. But it was with Bernie and like a bunch of other people in there. But anyways, I'm like, I've never voted right before. And I'm like, I had registered like shortly, like right next neck and neck to the cutout of like registering for it. And I'm like, all right, I got to do it. You know, I just got to do it. And so I didn't even look at this. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just being like blunt about it. I didn't look at our sample stuff. I didn't look at like who, like I just knew it was like Biden's up there. What's his name? He used to be the governor of New York.
Mike Bloomberg.
Bloomberg. There was Bernie. There was like multiple, right?
And Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah. So there's a few. And so I'm just like, all right. And I watched a lot of the debates and I watched a lot of videos behind it, but that's about it. I didn't really like read any information.
Right.
And so then I'm just like, so when it came to the day of going to the polls, I'm like, all right, let's do this. I didn't know that there was a bunch of like props that I have to vote for. There's a bunch of like senators and all this shit, you know? And I'm like, oh fuck, I don't even know who this is. And there's like three options. All right. His name looks Latino.
You know,
like, you know, and I share this with you guys, not because like, you know, I want to like, it is kind of embarrassing to share it, but I share it because I want people to know that you're not the only one out there.
Yeah.
That,
some people say it's like, oh no, it's common sense, you know, but in reality, like sometimes there's people that don't teach us this. Like,
yeah.
As much as we're supposed to know this, sometimes we don't learn it.
Yeah.
But we're giving very minimal education on it.
Yeah, like, I mean, my parents have never voted. Mm-hmm. My parents are still not even residents of this country.
But they still pay taxes.
No comment. No comment towards the Trump government. But yes, no, my parents, you know, they pay taxes. They abiding, like, every law out there. Mm-hmm. But they've never voted.
They
don't have that right. Yeah. And so I never really got taught about these things.
Exactly.
You know, and so, and that's why I share it with everybody, you know, that when I went to the polls the first time, I just thought one person and one, that's all I'm voting for. And no, there was multiple things on there. And it made me realize, like, okay, like, all right, there's more than just watching a debate. There's more than just watching a video. It's like, there's these paperworks that are so helpful in reading. And it's like, and also like your team, your family, it's like, hey, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. And why? Like, why do you vote for this? Not because I'm against you. No. Yeah,
or to be critical. It's like, no. Like,
I just really want to know your perspective.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and even if you're on the different sides of the spectrum, mm-hmm. it's just really good to know, like, okay, that makes sense. You know, and so being, yeah, I definitely recommend, mm-hmm. like, I think those were one of the things that I should have. Yeah. thanks, everybody, for tuning in and everything. Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's just being like, just prepping yourself and not being scared
or ashamed of, like,
because it's scary. It is scary. Very scary. It's like, it's a lot of information. I get it.
And responsibility too.
Yeah, it's a lot, you know. But I think about, like, my mom and my dad and, like, my family members, my coworkers. You know, it's like, if election goes a certain way this year, it's like some of them have to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
A home that they've never even known in their life, but just because they were born there, they have to go back. And it's like, that to me is like, it hits home. Because, like, I don't know, it's just, this is the land of the free, you know, American dream. And it's like, man,
the
I don't
freedom
know.
Ain't free.
Yeah. Really, right?
But who's paying for it?
Yeah, so it's
people behind the scenes.
Yeah. So yeah, guys. I mean, I don't really have much to say on.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot of info. Like, we gave a good update on, like, what we're doing as an organization. Just trying to provide more quality content.
Yes.
Without rushing into certain things. You know, it's really taking our time.
Yeah.
And also, like, we covered the debate. You know, what we saw, either seeing it live or seeing it after what happened and seeing how the internet reacted from it.
Yeah.
You know, so we covered a lot of info. And also, big thing today is just get informed and formulate your own opinion. Don't just listen to what the party that you usually steer towards, whether it's Republican or Democratic. Like, don't just listen to what they're saying, but also find out information on your own so you can get informed.
Yeah, it's definitely staying informed. So
yeah, thank you guys for tuning in and for coming in live and saying hi to us. I appreciate y'all. You guys are awesome.
Yes, guys.
You're nothing but just three people on a microphone without you. You all are all that make the community what it is.
Yep.
So thank you for that. Yep. And we will see you guys real soon. And stay informed and watch whatever it is that's going to help you.
Yeah. And if you guys have information or things you want to share, or please
let us know. We are an open book.
Yeah. So I'm always really, I'm willing to learn. I want to learn more.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm eager for it. So cool. All right. Well, va pues.
Vámonos.